Welcome to the May issue of the AES Journal. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. We're running a lot of conferences this year, and this issue provides an opportunity both to catch up on reports from two recent events and to find out about another two that are coming up in the next few months. The 56th conference welcomed the international community of game audio professionals to London, to what is becoming a regular event chaired by Michael Kelly. Among other highlights, senior sound designer Joanna Orland presented a keynote talk on giving your game an audio identity, and Stephen Schutz looked into the possibilities offered by dynamic music. On the other side of the world, in Hollywood, California, the future of entertainment audio was being debated at the 57th conference. Chaired by Brian McCarty and Sean Olive, topics such as cinema acoustics, bass management, headphone systems, dialogue intelligibility, and immersive audio were high on the agenda, with keynotes from experts including Floyd Toole, Peter Mapp, and Francis Rumsey. Looking ahead, we publish previews of the 58th and 59th conferences in this issue on the topics of music-induced hearing disorders and live sound reinforcement, respectively. Plan to make your way either to Aalborg, Denmark, or Montreal, Canada, in the best of the summertime, to hear from world leaders in their fields, such as Brian Moore of Cambridge University and Rich Zweibel from QSC. It's also worth noting that in this issue, we carry a call for an upcoming special issue of this journal on music-induced hearing disorders, the topic of the 58th conference. Our feature article this month goes into immersive audio, objects, and coding. As our technical writer explains, immersive audio is an increasingly important topic for the audio industry, and object-based treatment is related to it. The perceptual advantages of immersive audio depend strongly on the program material and various novel coding schemes. There are five research papers in the front of this month's journal covering a wide range of topics in audio engineering. The first, by Sinia Yafizi and Josh Rice, deals with the equalization of multitrack mixes based upon masking reduction and is based on the idea that sounds get buried in a mix but can be made more audible by exploiting objective models of masking. Raw mixes could be improved better than by an amateur human engineer and be brought close to a professional mix simply by controlling one user parameter, it is claimed. In a paper on preference for headphone-reproduced stereo imagery, Ayla Manner and her colleagues describe the use of simulated near-field crosstalk as a way of improving the results. As the authors explain, although mixing and mastering is done on loudspeakers, much consumer listening is done using headphones, and the addition of crosstalk that might have resulted from close loudspeaker listening can improve the perceived spatial imagery of headphone audio. This was found preferable to crosstalk simulation of more distant loudspeakers. Stefan Bilbao and Alberto Torin show that physical modeling synthesis is an attractive option for synthesizing natural fretted instruments such as the guitar, partly because in such applications, the vibrating string is subject to intermittent contact and recontact along the length of the fretboard, and the string is plucked but stopped by a finger. They explain that a finite difference time domain method applied to a highly nonlinear system such as this can be prone to numerical instability, so an energy-balanced framework is applied to control this. The noise reduction performance of various signals that can be used to make acoustic impulse response measurements is investigated in a paper by Yutka Kaneda. He points out that acoustic and electrical noise can corrupt such measurements, and that problems can arise when the noise is dominated by low-frequency energy. It turns out that using a minimum noise stimulus with a power spectrum that is the square root of that of the interfering noise is the best way of improving measurement signal-to-noise ratio. Audio pattern recognition is an increasingly important topic because of the rapid development of automated systems for analyzing sounds. Stravos Talampris presents a study of ways to categorize baby crying sounds according to the baby's internal state, such as pain, hunger, fear, fatigue, or stress. He suggests such a tool could be useful to a physician conducting a diagnosis or to caregivers of various types, and he looks into a wide range of different audio parameters as possible predictors. There's a short report on the recent activities of our current president, Andreas Mayo, and a short summary of recent technology trends in loudspeakers and headphones from the Technical Council. These complement our regular news on the latest products and developments and highlights from AES section activity around the world. We also publish an extensive book review by Mendel Kleiner of an updated edition of Architectural Acoustics by Marshall Long. Go to aes.org today and seek out the May issue of the AES Journal for the latest in audio engineering research and development. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.